Hey, are everyone.
Oh. Are we starting?
Are we recording?
Yeah.
You can tell we're a little off our game.
Welcome back to season two of Blah, Blah, Blah. I'm Cicely.
I'm Genevieve.
And I'm Zulema.
And this season, we're filming.
Yeah, baby.
Where we hit record.
I mean, I felt like we were missing a big part last season, which is these three moneymakers.
Oh yeah,
people want to see this.
Why do I feel like so vulnerable right now?
When you're this hot, you just like have to showcase it.
Yeah,
it would be a waste of money.
We need to be seen, not just heard.
Yeah,
yeah,
I totally agree.
So we're filming, which is exciting. And we're in Cicely's apartment, which is very cozy.
Yeah,
this is our new filming spot with this couch.
Coming to you live from New York City.
Yep,
it fits us all perfectly.
Yeah,
three girls, one couch.
What's gonna happen?
What is gonna happen? You have to
also,
stay tuned.
Another update is that we did take our mics off the stand and are holding them.
This is like the most janky setup ever. We will upgrade it eventually, but you know, we need the support from our fans. So
yeah.
I'll link my Venmo down below.
Please. And also, we just watch podcasts and it's so exciting seeing just people holding a microphone, and just something about it is different than having the stand. And so
yeah,
when we knew we were recording, we were like, we're taking these puppies off the stand and we're putting them in our hands.
Yes, we are. So yeah, this is our season two. We thought we'd start off by just updating you guys on what we've been up to, because
it's been a while.
I feel like the last episode we made was in July or something.
Yeah, that's not
right. Also, like, time has gone by so
phones
quickly.
Off.
I mean, the last time we recorded, Cicely, you were in your hell of an apartment.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I had even moved into that apartment yet.
You had just gotten it.
Yeah.
No, you had, I feel like. Wait, had you? Do you want to explain to the babblers what happened, like your apartment journey and where you are now? Because we are in your apartment now.
Literally my meme that I sent you guys yesterday of like, long story short, and it's not a long story short. That's literally I can never just tell a short story. But basically I moved into a hell of an apartment. It was cockroach infested. There was a gas leak. There were mice. There was a flood in the bathroom when it like all the rain was happening in New York City, where the entire ceiling basically fell in and got demolished. I got locked in the apartment. I got locked out of the apartment. My neighbors, I think, were running a daycare, so it was very loud. And then I think the people above me were definitely doing something else. It was just actually like hell. Like, it was the worst place.
But we were hopeful in the beginning because it seemed like a really good deal. You got it off of Craigslist. It was super cheap.
Red flags right there.
Which, like, the thing though that's like hard about New York City, and we're gonna do like a New York City like apartment hunting neighborhood guide kind of episode probably coming up soon. It's just like, it's so hard to find an apartment, and it's such a hustle that it's like anything that you find that looks kind of good, it's just like, it's so difficult. So it's like, I think you jump quickly.
I found my apartment on Craigslist.
Yeah.
That I actually moved into today.
Wait, that's true.
Yeah. And I mean, we'll see if anything goes wrong.
But everybody that I was talking to was like, been saying, she's like, look on Craigslist. Have you looked on Craigslist? Like, my boyfriend was like, look on Craigslist. I looked on Craigslist and I found it, and it was just, yeah. It looked great.
The thing that's good about Craigslist is that once that apartment gets to street easy, it's like,
impossible.
It's impossible to get it.
And expensive.
Really expensive.
Like, I just feel so lucky. I didn't pay a broker's fee to move into that apartment, which really saved me. I think if I would have paid a broker's fee, I would have felt like I had to stay there a little bit longer, or like tied to it a little bit more. But when the bathroom ceiling kind of like fell in, that was just my last straw. I had an exterminator there 3 times a week. I had like, it was just, I couldn't work. I couldn't focus. I couldn't do like anything. Also the heat didn't work. It was just, it was so bad. And the ceiling fell in and I was like, you know what? I woke up that morning. So much rain was happening in New York City. This was like in the summer. Were you guys even here? No, you weren't.
No, we weren't.
You weren't. And they were like on like their European, they were on like their European excursion.
We were like on the beach in Greece, and we like FaceTimed Cicely. We're like, oh no.
But also they FaceTimed me, like I didn't want to like bog them down on
we're
their
like,
trip.
So tan,
we're at the Eiffel
golden.
Tower. We're like with our baguette.
And you
wine,
literally were.
Like, oh god.
You
that
literally
sucks.
Were. You guys literally were at the Eiffel Tower, like on the grass
no,
having
I
a picnic.
Felt really bad that
no,
you were going
we did.
But I didn't want to like drag them down with my problems. Also, I was like, I don't know. I just felt like I was like, am I being dramatic? Am I whatever? Which I maybe was in some points, but also like wasn't in a lot of points. But
I don't think you were.
I called them and they were like, how is everything? How's the apartment? I was like, It just like all came great. Out. So all the rain was happening.
You came crashing down just like your ceiling.
Oh, I needed to.
Who dat?
Pause. So I woke up one morning, opened my bathroom door. All the rain was happening. I see that it is just like water on the floor, puddles. It's like the ceiling is all yellow. It's before it had fallen in.
Oh, no.
And I just said, you know what? Not today. Closed that door. Went back to bed. And then I woke up later, called my super, and they were like, oh, this was happened on Friday.
Yeah.
They said, we'll try to get somebody there on Monday. I said, Monday. There's so much water everywhere. Are you kidding? So then that was kind of my final straw with the apartment. Mm-hmm. You know, I knew before then that I was going to break my lease. I knew that I was like wanting to move somewhere else. I looked at other apartments, couldn't find any. Mm-hmm. I like was like looking all over. I looked at like maybe like 25 apartments. Nothing like spoke to me. I was like never like, yeah. This is my apartment. And everybody's like, you'll know. Did not feel anything with anything. Also, that apartment was so cheap that like looking at anything that was like double the price, I was like, are you kidding? Like, this isn't even, whatever. So then decided I was going to move out, broke my lease. They were like totally fine with it, which was also like a red flag. Like they knew they bamboozled me. And then I posted a TikTok, as you guys know, that was probably like the most like humbling TikTok I've ever posted in my life. Anybody ever brings that up, it just makes me feel so uncomfortable. I was just bawling, crying. And I was just like, not even looking for anything, but I was just like, I just need to like vent. I just need to like let this out, whatever. And so I just said everything wrong with my apartment, normalizing life a little bit, whatever. And I went to bed, posted that, and just let the chaos ensue. Went to bed, woke up, and somebody had DM'd me, messaged me saying, I'm moving out of my apartment if you like want to come take a look at it. And G and I went that night and we walked in and we were like,
yeah, it was awesome.
This is it. Like, and this is it.
That's the apartment we're in and right now. That's kind of crazy.
Which is like, what is so cool about TikTok and then all God. The like negatives about social media. The one really nice thing is the whole community aspect.
Mm-hmm. It's so awesome. I mean, even now, like I'm looking for a job and I was like, I might just like post a TikTok and be like, anybody hiring? Honestly, like, hello. Yeah. Like, it is such a good like connector of people.
Totally.
In a way that like other social media apps like haven't been able to. Way better. LinkedIn has like way too much of like a professional facade. Like nobody on LinkedIn would be like, somebody please hire me. Like, it's just, it's so professional. But so I moved apartments, G moved apartments, and Zoom moved apartments.
Yeah.
New chapters for us.
It's really a new chapter for us.
Yeah.
What would be the title of our new chapter?
Living alone, hot. Okay,
yeah.
Having fun.
One bedroom.
One. I don't even have one bedroom. Wait, I don't even have a bedroom. One studio / one bedroom.
Well, actually, speaking of words, we're going to do our words for 2024.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We did this last year. What was our word? Oh, my word from last year was discipline.
What was my new?
I don't remember mine.
What mine was like stability or
something? It was like something like that. I don't really remember
what mine was.
Well, I was not very stable last year, so that.
I obviously didn't hold on to that word, so I don't even know what it is.
I was like, not disciplined at all.
Write it down.
Yeah.
Well, Zoo was like, I'm gonna get abs. I'm gonna get, and you were you were in your fitness era. Like you were Pilates.
But then I
queen.
Fell off because then I started traveling, and
then she became travel girl.
I was such a travel girl,
which was so fun.
Too. That was one of your goals.
I did, and I accomplished that.
Yeah. So, what's your word for 2024?
My word for 2024 is action. Because I feel like
camera action.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that, and I feel like I spend so much time thinking. Like I'm just like thinking all the time, and like waiting for the right moment, or just I am ready to put things into action.
Yeah.
Like I want to do more and think less.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. I like that a lot. Exactly.
Yeah.
What's your word, G?
Mine, I was saying to Zoo, well, we went out to dinner and you were telling me your word and I didn't know what. And then all of a sudden I was just like, trustful. Mm-hmm. That was the word that I said.
Yeah.
Two words?
No, it's one.
No, we could call that one. It? Yeah.
It's fine. It's one.
No, trustful is one.
Because I was like, oh, I was saying to Zoo, I think that I feel like my trust has been broken so much. And I was like, oh, I want to trust more or whatever. And then I was thinking like, oh, you know what? You kind of have to just like trustful.
Yeah.
Sometimes. So I kind of want to do that this year. And kind of similarly with the like just doing things, like having a trustful and just knowing that things are going to work out, that there's like a path for you and what's meant to happen will happen. I feel like that's what a trustful is it's like you fall just... Even if you fall,
oh,
you know
trust
that...
fall.
Yeah.
I thought you meant trustful. I was like,
oh. No.
Okay. I was like,
no, like trustful.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my accent. Sorry, I was getting the line.
Your main accent. Your main accent. Realm.
No, but like, yeah, trust falling in like the sense of letting yourself kind of like maybe take risks, mm-hmm. and then just knowing that like you're going to be there to catch yourself, mm-hmm. or like life is, and that even whatever happens within taking that risk, that it's all just going to work out for the best. Something like that. Yeah. So that's sort of like...
Yeah, I like that.
That's my word.
I love
trustful.
That.
Trustful.
No. Trustful. I literally was like, okay. And I was like, is that even a... Yeah, okay. I was like, okay. Yeah. And you like, we're going to like listen back to this and I'm going to be like, trustful. I love that. That's literally what I was saying. I was like, okay, I got to clarify for the audience.
You're like, so unique.
I was like, wow, I like that. And you were like, that's why when you were like two words, I was like, no, one. One word. I was like, trustful. My word is courage.
Ooh, I like that.
Which is like very like generic. And I remember when I was like trying to figure out my word, I was like, I was even like looking up, I was like synonyms of courage, synonyms of whatever, like synonyms of strength. Like, but it's not even strength that I'm going for. It's just like, I mean, I got laid off. Like, I feel like I'm in like a moment of my life that I don't really know like what's going on. Like, I do feel like I'm like not floundering, but like, not struggling either. Like, I do, like, I'm very happy, but it's just like I'm in a like a place of limbo, it mm-hmm. feels like, right now. And
also FYI,
so is everyone,
literally.
I know,
like, no, like same
everyone.
Yeah, I know,
struggling.
Everyone is so, and everybody, and I'm like, no, everybody struggles all the time, which is like sad but like comforting.
Everyone's
to hear
in a constant state of struggle.
Yeah,
but you can also be, yeah, you can be happy and struggling at
exactly
the same time,
I feel, and that's
like
where I feel, yeah, like I'm always, yeah, I'm always right there. I toe the line between, yeah, happy and struggling,
yeah,
a lot. But I think courage for me, it's like I really want to make like leaps in my life that are very big pivots. Like, I want to do a different thing for my career. Like, I want to, I don't know, like just like mainly career wise, which is like, I hate to like put such an emphasis on career. But I think once I do that, then like other things in my life will kind of fall into place. Mm-hmm. And I just have to have like courage to like take those steps and take those leaps and like spend that money or like do that thing or get that job or like go out and like give my resume to some, like, I just have to have like the courage.
Yeah,
it's, I mean, a lot of it is like putting yourself out there.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's so much putting yourself
in, like,
out there
a big way, and also being like possibly rejected. That's, yeah, what happens. Yeah, like, when you're looking for any type of job or anything like that,
yeah,
there's the possibility of like someone being like no.
Yeah,
and so that is so scary. That takes so much courage and confidence.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
I and agree. Trust.
I feel like, yeah, I feel like, and trust falls. Trust I feel falls. Like last year I was kind of just like, I don't even know what my word was, and maybe it was something similar, but like, I was just like ready to have fun like last year. Like, yeah, I was just like, oh my God, I just felt like everything was going to be so fun. Like, new year, it felt like, it just felt fresh, fun.
New year, new me.
I don't know why. I just felt fun. Like, yeah, it was just like,
I was ready to have fun last year too.
I,
yeah,
think life felt kind, it was like obviously always hard, but like it felt kind of like stable and it felt like just like good and whatever. And so like, I had more time, I feel like, to like focus on just like having fun and like doing things. And
now we're in like survival mode.
I'm like, I mean, I kind
we're
of
like,
am,
okay, yeah, how am I gonna pay rent next
I
month?
I literally am like, what do I have to sell in this apartment to pay my rent?
Well, but I also think like nothing, not like nothing has gone wrong in your life, because everyone has had like so many struggles, yeah, but like that whole apartment situation was like such a big, like, honestly, wake up call, yeah, probably, of just like, well, shit,
yeah,
life, like, is really,
really
like,
hard.
So hard, and it's hard being an adult and, yeah, like doing shit by yourself.
Yeah.
And like, you're living alone, so you're, yeah, like dealing with that by yourself. And I feel like that probably was a big, like,
yeah,
whoa.
Well, also, I felt like with that too, I mean, it's like when you're moving, especially when you're moving in New York City, like, life is so hard in New York. Going to the grocery grocery store is so difficult. Like,
yeah, yeah,
doing your laundry, so difficult. Mm-hmm. Moving, so fucking hard in New,
yeah,
York. Like, it's,
yeah,
hard anywhere. So hard in New York. And I just feel like whenever I'm like about to move, or I'm like done moving, or like whatever, it's just such a lead up to it that you can, I feel like, at least for me, like, I can't focus on life because I'm just so,
oh, yeah,
stressed about
it's
this
all
overwhelming,
consuming. And it's
like
also
looming, moving moment happening.
You moved like two times within
but
the span of 2 months,
but I didn't
which
know
is kind of crazy.
Which is crazy. But I just felt like for all of summer, I was just like anticipating that move. So yeah. I was like, I have to find an apartment first of all.
Because you can't be settled if you're like, oh, I'm not going to, I have to move.
It takes it out of you.
I was like, I'm not going to buy this because I'm moving. Oh, do I need to get this because I'm moving? Should I go on a trip here because I'm moving? Should I, it's like everything was like, oh, should I even spend this money because I need to find an apartment? Like I got to pay a broker's fee or whatever it is. And I just felt like for the beginning of summer, that's what I was focused on. And so then I felt like I had like no summer. And then after like August is when I moved and August was a fucking wipeout because like that moving sucked. And then like living in that apartment sucked. And then all of September I was like hustling, trying to find another apartment, like doing so much shit with my apartment. Like I was just so, I have never, and that sounds like kind of pathetic to say about an apartment, but I have like never felt more just like overwhelmed in my life. And like moving for me, it's like not as stressful as I think it is for other people because I've done it so many times. So it's like, it's kind of just like, okay, it's like a routine now. Yeah. It's like, I do this, I do this, I check this off. Okay, done. It's still stressful and annoying, but I feel like I can handle it pretty well. That just like took it out of me. And then I had like no place to live for like 3 weeks. This angel of a goddess, like let me stay with her for so many nights. And I like babysat a dog and then I found this apartment and then I finally moved in. And by the time I felt like I could take a breath, it had been like 6 or 5 months, like 5 or 6 months. Yeah. It's like May is when I started to feel stressed about moving and I didn't like take a fucking breath until October 15th when I moved into this apartment. And it was just like, oh, so I just felt like last year I was like, I was so excited. I was feeling so invigorated. And then those like 5 months, just like day after day after day of just like shit. Yeah. It like took a toll on me and it just like, it was so overwhelming and just, yeah. So I felt like that really like made me like rethink and like go through everything in my life. Mm-hmm. And I didn't, I stopped having a lot of fun after that, which is my theme.
I don't think you stopped having fun. It's never something.
No, it's never something. But I just feel like now it's like I've gone through that and it's like I did have so much courage like during that.
Yeah.
And I just need to like continue with that and now like use that courage for something that's like bettering me or something, you know?
How are you feeling about this new year?
I feel good. Well, today, is today Chinese New Year? I think it's today.
I think it's...
Is it a day or is it like a week?
No, I think it's a day. I think it might be today, honestly.
Yeah, maybe.
Or tomorrow, I don't know.
I've seen like a, like, we were like walking around Chinatown, there was like a lot of stuff happening. So I think they might be doing like a parade today or something, whatever. But we were talking about how the Chinese New Year is actually like a better, G was saying this, a better like New Year than like January because January it's like everybody's like, oh my God, getting their goals together, getting ready to go.
I think January's a total wash.
January is the worst month of the year.
I think it sucks and it's everyone's like setting all these like expectations up and it's like,
it's still so cold.
And it's freezing. The holidays are over.
Yeah, it's so depressing. Yeah. It's like everything that was like fun about like the cold weather, like the first snow, the Thanksgiving, like Christmas if you celebrate or like the holiday season, it's like, that is like so fun. And then once that's over, it's like, birthday. And then once that's over, it's like,
And it's also pressured.
We went to Vegas, which was so fun.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
You should tell that story.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, my birthday, I always just either celebate it like a month in advance.
It's December 22nd.
2 months in advance. Yeah. It's the worst birthday because everyone's always gone, which usually sucks. You know, when you're in school, it's like over the winter break. But for this year, I was like, let's do something because you went on a trip.
Yeah.
Like, let's do something afterwards in January. So I was like, girls, let's go to Vegas. I always, for my 25th, have wanted to do a big Vegas trip because it's like,
it's iconic. 25 is a big
25
one.
25 is the like next big one after 21.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah.
And so I was like in California with my family and I thought, let's freaking do it.
Let's freaking do
so
it.
So I got the girls together and the most fun thing, in my opinion, the highlight of the trip was, weirdly enough, like, this is so random, my mom went to college, like, one of her college friends is the mother of one of the chain smokers. So it's, like, Drew and Alex are, like, the chain smokers. And so my mom, like, I still can't believe that she was, like, my hookup for the nightclub.
She was
the plug.
Which was literally, like, she is such a bad bitch for that. Like, she, like, yes, queen.
Imagining her in that scenario that we were in was just so funny.
And, yeah, she literally went to the concert. My mom, like, goes to sleep at 7 p.m., which is just so funny.
I'm just imagining, like,
starts at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
What did she wear, too? Because she is, like, the best style, like, most, like, pristine, like, gorgeous had, style. Like,
vintage blazer. Chanel.
I think, like, a Chanel blazer, like, blouse.
Yeah.
And her whole thing was, like, she said to me, gee, I went to Vegas and all of these girls have their vaginas and butts out. And she was like, I don't know what is going on. She was like so astounded.
Oh, like, she's like, put a blazer on.
She was like, that was her one thing to me. She was like, do not have your vagina hanging out.
She should have seen Taylor's outfit.
She was really happy because I wore this cheetah print dress and it had like built-in underwear. Yeah. She was like, good.
Vagina fully enclosed.
We've had some scenarios in the past.
Yes, we have. And it's just hard when you're wearing nothing, which we like love to wear sometimes, you know, like a dress is like basically nothing. And then you're like going out and you're supposed to get like drunk and then dance around. Like, of course it's going to fall off or of course it's going to come
up. She was just, we don't just dance like.
No.
We're committed.
No.
I don't care if I look embarrassing. I do not care what anyone else around me is doing.
I don't care if Kylie Jenner is literally behind me. I am going to be up and down, like screaming.
I also wanted, anytime the Chainsmokers even like glanced in our direction, I wanted them to see that we were having like the most fun time.
Yeah,
like,
we were.
I wanted them to see that we
enjoyed
the
music. And we always are. Like, we're always having the most fun in the room.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere we go. So I was so freaking fun that we got to go to, he was so kind. He invited us to his like sweet, but we got to go and go behind the DJ booth.
So much fun.
It was so fun.
Was like, oh my God. It was
they almost didn't let you guys back in.
Yeah, oh we my had to God. Go out to go to the bathroom. And then we almost didn't get let back in.
Because there was the two sections. There was like the first section that you went, there was like the main crowd. And then we were like behind them, behind the DJ booth. And then behind the DJ booth was like exclusive. Like that was like hard to get on. And then there was like the other section that was also hard to get to, but like you had to like know someone or be invited. They had like their own little bar or whatever. But we, like, he was so kind. He led us up to like the main like DJ whatever area. And then G had to go to the bathroom. So I went with her. And then we came back and he was like, no. We're like, no, our friends are losing.
I get a text and they're like, they won't let us back in. And so I go talk to Eric and I'm like, Eric, can you let them in? Like, they were just here. And so he talks to the security guy. And the security guy's like, no, they're not on the list. They can't get back up.
So annoying. Well, it was because he personally invited us back there. So it's like we weren't on an actual list.
But it was just so frustrating because I was like, I went to go pee. And he was like, should have held it.
I'm like, it's a three-hour show.
It's literally a three-hour show.
And you're forcing tequila shots down your throat.
Can we also talk about that? Because literally the whole night, I was like, I really want to get, I don't often get like drunk. And so I was like, I am in Vegas. I want to drink. Like, I want to have a lot of like fun drinking, whatever.
I want to drink tonight.
I just wanted to. I was like, I want to let loose. Like, I never really do like that much. So I was like,
we don't really go crazy like that.
I'm never like, oh, let me take a shot. I wanted to take a shot that night was the vibe. So we're like at the casino, like the whole night. We're like, okay, how are we gonna get alcohol? What are we gonna do? We're like, should we go to like 7-Eleven and pick some
$20 drinks from the bar?
Yeah, we're like buying drinks from the bar. Like, we just did not know where we were gonna get our alcohol for that night. And I was like, if I'm gonna be listening to like DJ great music, like I want to be like a little tipsy.
DJ great music,
you guys? No. Like DJ comma.
That should be your DJ name.
No.
DJ great music tonight. Yeah.
No, my DJ name would like be like DJ Dizzy because it's like I get so drunk I get like dizzy sometimes. That would be my name.
DJ great music.
Yeah. Okay, continue.
Anyway, we were like DJ great music behind his thing. No, we were like, I wanted it, whatever. So then we go up to their suite. We had like gone to a few bars before trying to get a little tipsy whipsy.
Yeah.
Little did I know, I had no idea the Chainsmokers owned a tequila company. I
didn't know that either.
So we go up to their suite and they have a full bar of tequila out and drinks and mixed drinks.
Haha, tequila, you guys should buy it.
No, at the beginning of the night, we're like, how are we going to get drunk? By the end of the night, we were like, that was not
we
even
were like,
a problem.
How do we stop drinking? How do we say no? Literally my question of my life. How do I say no? Anyway, and then we went behind the DJ thing and they literally had like bar sections at every little DJ thing, free drinks. And then every 10, 15 minutes, the Chainsmokers would come around with a tray and hand us a shot. I'm not going to deny a shot.
I'm never going to say no to a free
Mr. DJ Great Music.
Not from DJ Great Music. No. Guys, it was DJ comma Great Music. That should be the title of this episode, DJ Great Music.
And I had to have my iconic Vegas moment of walking back to the hotel room shoeless.
Shoes
in hand because my feet hurt so damn bad. Why the hell would I wear pointed toe shoes when I'm gonna dance to like electronic music?
It was so funny though because it's like my feet hurt too, and our heels were like this tall, And I looked around at all the girls around us. They were in, like, 6-inch stilettos.
You know what? We're out of, like, shape.
Practice?
Yeah, well, we're old. That's what I'm saying. We're fucking old.
No, it's just the fact that we don't usually we don't do go that a clubbing.
Yeah.
In a nightclub and wearing high heel shoes. Like, in New York, it's so normal you just wear sneakers, like, 24/7.
Also, we wear sneakers to the clubs. So we're, like, we're dancing. We're there to dance.
It's, like, exercise.
Yeah. But Vegas, we're like, okay, we're all going to wear, like, little heels. We're gonna, like, whatever.
Well, also, you, like, have to.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, I don't think they would let us you in because they're so much
stuff. Yeah. So we get back to the hotel room after we had gone out.
Okay. I was talking earlier, I really wanted to have room service.
Yeah.
Because, like, just sounded so good. Like, Father Kells is always, like, ordering room service for things that look so good. So I'm like, I want to have room service. And then you order it, like, on an iPad.
The room was so high-tech, though. We could not figure out even how to turn the TV on.
Hyrux, I closed the blinds.
I'm, like, trying to get Cody Ko on the screen because, like, I need to
Which
eat
you
and watch
did.
Him. Yeah.
But you did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were but asleep. Then we couldn't, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
We couldn't figure out how to get another video up. Yeah. Like, it was just one, and then once we were done with that, it ended.
So I ordered room service, like, chicken tenders, da-da-da-da-da.
I'm like, oh, fried rice. I want fried rice.
Yeah. Didn't get that. And then, because we're asleep. And then Cicely also, we're like, let's order McDonald's.
Yeah.
Because yum, yum, yum.
Yeah.
Taylor orders the McDonald's. Yeah. I don't know who let her in control that. She orders like a 50-piece nugget.
I don't know where my brain was.
Mat, also, like, why did you get large nuggets fries. And, didn't you get nuggets and tenders?
Because we weren't communicating. Taylor was on the phone ordering.
I was
on the iPad.
I think I was like closing my eyes, taking like a power nap, like
so
getting ready
Zoo,
for food.
Meanwhile, is wearing her full fur vest, lace-up corset, and
like leather,
mini skirt,
leather.
And she is asleep on the Chase lounge that's like in front of, it's like a mini couch that's in front of the bed. Pass out.
It wouldn't not fit the length of a human. Yeah. It's so small.
She's curled up there and she just looks like a little sleeping hooker. And then Cicely goes and gets our food from McDonald's. The room service comes. We now have so much food and it's like Taylor is now asleep by the time the food comes, which she ordered.
Yeah.
And it's me and Talia. And
I was awake.
Yeah. And we're all like eating the food. It was the best and Big Mac I've ever had.
The Big Mac? I took a picture of it.
Yeah.
It literally looked...
Insert it here. Yeah.
Insert it here. Beautiful. It looked like a fucking Krabby Patty from SpongeBob. When Stunning. I opened that up and saw it, I was like...
Wait, describe getting the food, though.
Oh, my God. So it was G's birthday, so I was like, I'm gonna take one for the team and not make it her go down to the lobby and pick up the McDonald's
also,
from outside.
Also, what was it, like 4 or 5 a.m.?
It was like 5:30 in the morning at this point. It was so early. I should have ordered a breakfast McMuffin or something. Mm. No, we got like 50 chicken nuggets. I go downstairs. I wore my heels down there. I don't know what was going on with me. And I had my pajamas on. I had a cheetah dress on, like a nightie, and my coat. And I go down and it is like, it took everything in me to get down there, to get my ass down there. The only thing getting me through was McDonald's.
I don't know how you did that.
Sacrifice. I go, you have to walk through from the rooms, the entire casino, the entire casino. And I am in my full PJs, but with heels, and I'm going to the door. I go out to the front. I'm like, Uber Eats. How do I get my Uber Eats?
Uber Eats.
So I was like, please. Oh, and the guy at the door, he was like, other door. And I was like, where? He's like, on the whole other side, sweetheart. I was like.
Also, probably like nothing more humbling than walking through that hotel at 5:30.
Oh, yeah. And this hotel is huge. It probably takes 15 minutes to walk to the other side.
Oh, it did. It didn't take 15, but it took I should have just picked up the room service when I was down there. I went to the whole other side. It was like this guy and his wife, and they were like in flip. It was like, it was just a sight I did not really need to be like seeing. Like, it was just like, it was not, it was just not it. But, like, also, we were on a similar level, you know, he and I, because he was in his PJs and flip-flops, and I was in my PJs and heels, and I was just, like, we kind of, like, understood each other a little bit, and he hands me the McDonald's. I'm like, thank you. Also, at this point, it's ice cold, because it took me so long to find it.
So was it good? Was the food good?
So good. Beyond.
The McDonald's, I am so glad, even though it was a lot, we ordered chicken from McDonald's and chicken from the hotel, because totally different. And it was so nice. I would have a bite of a chicken nugget from the hotel.
Like a gourmet one and then
I would have a bite of a chicken nugget
also,
from...
Side note, the chicken things from the hotel were much more chicken tenders.
Yeah.
They were long.
Yeah.
Chicken nugget.
No, that's so different.
They were so different. So different.
It is.
They were so different.
Also, can we talk about how they didn't give us half the things we ordered from the hotel?
Guys, that was probably
that
on
was insane.
Me.
I just don't.
It also was like 5 a.m.
Yeah. Like, also, I was like so tipsy ordering everything. I was like, but the one thing I did remember was somebody wanted mashed potatoes. Was it Talia?
I don't remember,
and
but
they told me I wanted mashed potatoes.
Yeah, but then somebody ate them the next morning.
And
or that was the morning.
So it's like mashed potatoes, chicken nuggets, like the most random assortment of things. And I remember it was just me and Talia in the room after everyone was asleep, and we're just sharing a bowl of mashed potatoes, like back and forth, just like giggling to each other. It was like so funny. And then in the morning, Zoo wakes up.
Okay, I'll describe this.
Yeah.
I wake up, it's pitch black, and I am on this Chase lounge chair.
Like kidnapped.
In my fur jacket, my full outfit. And it's like, I had like come to, I woke up
full,
and I was like.
Full jaded London outfit.
Oh yeah. I was so confused where I was. It was freezing in the room. And I was like, what time is it? Where am I? And I realized that these bitches had left me on this little Chase lounge. I had my own bed.
Zoo.
Like, my own hotel bed. Though,
like, if you, I should have taken a picture of you sleeping because I have never seen someone look more peaceful in my life.
But there's nothing better than sleeping in a hotel bed.
We should have woken you up or put a blanket on you.
They didn't even put a blanket on me. I was fully just like nude, basically.
You had a full fur vest on, so we were like, she's good.
But I was so hungover, I guess, that the thought of like walking over to my room felt like
the door was
the Camino de Santiago. Like, I was like, come on, Salima. Like, it was like muster up the energy. I was just going to stay there, but it was so freezing that I was like, okay, do it. Find your key and get over there. So I find my purse. I like find the key. I'm walking.
It's like a survival story.
I was scared that I was going to get locked out in the hall with my full outfit, no shoes, and not be able to get back in.
Like, the key didn't work.
But you had your key.
I had my key. Okay. So I got in. I like slip into my bed. Sicily's like, oh.
I don't think I woke up because I woke up in the morning at like, it was the morning. I woke up at like 1 p.m. and no, at 11. We woke up at 11. Because remember the guy in the hallway?
Yeah.
We woke up at 1.
Yeah, you guys
woke up at 1.
You guys went and got coffee.
At 11, I woke up and I like lift my head up and I look and I'm like, oh, good morning. Also kind of like, where am I? Okay, I know where I am. Got it?
Yeah.
And I look over and I'm like, I didn't think Zoo was there forever. So I think I watched like a few TikTok videos on full volume. Like I was just like.
Oh, I was
and
out.
Then I look and I see this like I hear a grunt or something. And I'm like. The fuck? And I'm like, oh, because the beds were so like beautiful, so, and like comfortable. Like the pillows were like voluptuous. Like I couldn't like look over them. And then I saw Zoo. And then G and I went.
We go to get coffee and we go into the hallway and we. I'm wearing my. It's a nice Eberj set, you know, of matching pajamas.
Mine wasn't nice, but whatever.
but like I still am in my pajamas. It was like 11, but I could not get dressed. And
also, I feel like that's the beauty of Vegas. It's like whatever you wear, whatever time, it's accepted.
It's a trashy place.
It's like Vegas.
I wanted to have like my moment of walking down in pajamas. Like, come on.
Yeah.
And my coffee hungover. And I have my slippers on.
Coffee.
And so me and Cicely are walking down the hallway and we walk past some of the guys working there. And I was like, good morning, you know, very respectfully. And he goes, it's afternoon.
Yeah. Excuse
I
me?
Mean, never
We're in
life.
Vegas.
He humbled me beyond. I did not need to be humbled like
also,
that.
Also, like 11. The come attitude. On. That's like early.
We literally looked at each other. We're like, oh my God.
I was baffled.
I was aghast. Yeah. And then we like walked down the hallway and we literally were like tail between our legs. Like, the fuck?
I felt like actually embarrassed at that moment.
I was like, also, it's 11. It's morning. Yeah. It's morning.
It's
and
fully
in Vegas,
morning.
I think it's morning until 4 p.m. Like 4 p.m.
And it's not like it was a Tuesday.
No, it was literally a Saturday.
Right?
So Saturday.
Yeah. Acceptable. Anyways.
So I wake up and Cicely's gone from the bed. So I thought you had gone into the other room.
Yeah.
So I get up. I'm like, okay, I should probably get up. Everyone's awake now. Yeah. So I get up. I knock on the other door. Taylor comes to the door. It's pitch black in the room. And she's like, hello?
And no, like, and hello?
Like, are you guys not awake? And she's like, are you awake? Like, where is everyone?
No, what happened, which is so funny too, is Zoo's like, is Cicely near? And Taylor goes, did she not make it? Like, they thought I just like didn't make it or like something happened to me. Like her first thought was like, oh, she didn't make it back. She's lost. Like she's gone. I was like, wasn't that drunk?
So I go in there and I'm like starving. And so thirsty, so I'm like gulping down all this water. I'm looking around the room for food, and all I see is a bowl of mashed potatoes. They are rock hard, like cold. And I grab them. I'm like, perfect.
And I said it was like the guy in 127 hours when he first got a sip of water after sawing his arm off.
No, and it's like, you know when you're hungover and like the only thing you could eat is like bananas, mashed potatoes, bread.
The brat diet.
It was the perfect thing. Yeah. So I was just laying down. I couldn't even sit up. laying down
right back on that Chase Lounge,
eating the mashed potatoes. Mm. I ate that whole bowl and I felt so much better afterwards.
Yeah. It was a beautiful experience.
It was amazing. And then you guys came up with my matcha that was so sweet and awful, but
sorry, princess.
Yeah. It was also like,
we risked a lot to go down
there. It was like $10. I was like, I got two coffees and she was like $37. I was like,
meanwhile, we've like lost all of our money already at the
except for the first night.
We won a lot, actually.
A lot.
She got a $100 chip.
Yeah.
Okay. We won more than we lost. Great story, because we go to the roulette table, which everyone was saying that's good if you don't know how to gamble, whatever.
Well, we first sit down at the expensive roulette table.
Oh yeah, and they're like,
yeah, the minimum was 100, and we're like,
like, go all the way down to the end of the hall.
They have they have a $25 one. We're like, that's our spot.
The peasants. So we go down there, we make friends with the guy,
Brian.
Yeah, and he's explaining the whole game to us, and then I love how I put one of the ones on 25.
Yep.
And like one that was so cute.
Yeah. Well, we kept winning. You won like three times, and then. I got it. I won. And then you won.
Yeah.
I mean, we were just winning. Like, I mean, it was beginner's luck.
100% honestly. It was beginner's luck. But it was so fun. I feel like that was just such a good taste.
Yeah. It was a good way to start Vegas. Yeah.
It like kicked it off.
And then that night with my McDonald's, that was the thing. Is that I think I saw the dark side of Vegas that night.
We saw like the glitz and the glamour. And then it was all stripped
down. Genuinely. Because me picking up my McDonald's from that man and then coming in and I walked, which was such a mistake. I walked through the casino to get back to our rooms because I was like, I'm not going all the way around
all
again.
The people that were there at like 5:30 a.m.
There was like four depressing. People and then it was just like, it was the dark side of Vegas. Like actually.
Yeah. Also like going to Magic Mike the next night was so
That was so fun.
Like I...
And we went in a limo too. That limo ride was...
That was
so iconic. For me, Magic Mike wasn't just fun. It was life-changing.
Oh, it was 100%.
Yeah. It fully transformed me.
I'm so happy that we did that. Yeah. And, like, next time, like, I go to Vegas, that is, like, 100% something I would do again.
Well, because everybody recommended Magic Mike, and I'm like, okay. I'm like, that'll be kind of, like, a gag thing to do.
I didn't know what to expect, either.
I thought it was going
to
be, like, some guys on a stage, like, stripping.
Also, I thought that they were, like, I don't know if you guys pictured this. I did not think they were going to be at all, like, remotely attractive.
Oh, me neither. We were in the limo, and we were driving. I looked at you guys, and I was like, do any of you think they're going to be cute at all? Like, at all?
I just feel like they're going to be like,
yeah, because that's not really our type. Like who's, super muscly. Yes.
I was like, I don't need that.
So we go in. They were
scrum diddly-umptious.
Yeah.
And the hilarious part was I immediately, like, get pulled up.
Yeah.
Like, twice? Did I get pulled up twice?
Yeah.
To slow dance with, like, these two different guys.
Slow dance?
So cute. They, like, come over and, like, grab me. And we're not sitting, like, front and center. Yeah. So
we're
like,
kind of in the corner.
I 100% was, like, not expecting to be pulled up. And I wasn't, like, oh, I need to do this. I didn't even wear pants because, like, they say, like, wear pants if you want to get pulled up. I was like, please, I just don't want to be pulled up. Please. I just want to watch. And they pull me up. And I literally am dying off. And I lean over to Cicely. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is insane. Like, how do they know, like, that it's my birthday? Why did they keep pulling me up? And Cicely's like, oh, I literally called ahead.
Which, okay.
I was so special.
But honestly, I think they would have done that either way, genuinely.
I mean, they gave us two
because
lap
when
dances.
I was on the phone with her, she first of all was like, where are your seats? I was like, last name Cornelius. She's going to be in a blue sparkly dress. So, like, that's all I knew. And she was like, we can't guarantee anything. We can't whatever. Like, they try their best to get, like, around to people, whatever.
What do they do? Do they, like, then go tell the guys, like, there's a girl in a
I don't know.
Dress?
I literally don't know.
I really think like they were just bringing you up because they wanted to. I'm serious.
No, I know.
Because why
I
would
agree.
They give us two lap dances?
Because I got when one until I was on one. The when I was on the phone, she was seriously. Like, it's not because I called twice. The first time I called was before we got to
oh
Vegas. I wanted G to get like pulled
VIP
on stage.
Like, on stage.
VIP.
Thank God I didn't have to do that.
Also, that one woman was like such a good actress.
I know. Yes, she really was. But I, like, called before we got there when we were still in New York, and I was like, hi, like, is there any chance I can, like, request that, like, my friend gets, like, fully pulled on stage? And, like, she wants, like, the lap dance.
Yeah,
and you just, like, that's what I want. That's what I kind of wanted. Anyway, and she was like, well, no guarantees. And I was like, okay, so, like, how can I, like, better our chances? She was like,
how about $100?
Yeah, I was like, how about $100 chip that my friend will win? I foresee it. Anyway, I...
Farsight.
I called and she was like, it helps really if you guys are like celebrating something. I'm like, we are. She's like, it helps if you're like wearing something why I made the 25 hat, like the bedazzled hat. I was like, which is fine.
Oh my God.
And I was like, okay, got it. And then she was like, it's going to help if you guys are drunk. I was like, done. And if you guys are like a group of like fun girls, I was like, period.
We weren't, because we weren't.
We were like kind of
scarred from the night.
Yeah, except for I also just something about in the Vegas air. You don't think that you can do it again, and you just do it again.
You just keep going.
Once you start, you're like, okay. Like, yeah, I literally was like, I wasn't so hungover. I like shoved a sandwich down my like gullet like so quickly because I was like, just get this bread inside of me. But we went to, we were in the limo, and I was like, I'm not going to be able to drink again. The second I saw that white claw, I was like, okay. I was like, easy. Give it to me. I was like, literally okay.
Yeah, famous last words.
I was like, give it to me. But like, we were fine that night.
Yeah,
we didn't go crazy. She basically said all those things, so I was like, okay, great. Like, we have all that, and then. Before we left, I was like, she's like, do you know what your seats are? Do you know what you're going to be wearing? I was like, no, I have no idea. And then G was like going, deciding between outfits. And so then before that, I was like called. And she was like, I can't guarantee. So I genuinely think like they pulled you up just to pull you up. Because think about it, G. She was like, I thought a 25 birthday was special. There were people there getting married. There were people there celebrating their 50s. Everybody was celebrating something.
It's so funny.
So I genuinely do think like, although I did call and like, hope that like, and I it feel helps, like but
they were pulling people up from like every session. Yeah.
They were doing the job of that.
Yeah,
so
it was very interactive.
This is the thing that literally made my birthday was like, there was this one guy who was especially hot, and he
looks like Channing Tatum, Magic Mike.
No, literally,
but like with more like rugged tattooed,
like
man.
Lower East Side vibes. Like,
oh my god,
he literally looks like Zeus type. Yeah. And
if he moved to New York,
men came out, we were both like, oh, that one's hot.
Because we like. The same type.
So I thought he was hot too. Like he was like just objectively like the most gorgeous man.
Yeah.
So there. I see him like come near and I'm like, Cicely, if he comes over, let's like point at Zoo like aggressively.
Oh, and we did.
And so we're like,
we literally were like, her, her.
And he does it. He comes over and I'm like, I'm scooting over and he's full grinding on her.
Also, he goes like me over and he goes like this. He goes, and he does a lap dance on someone else, and then he comes up. And so I was like so like anxious for him to come. I was like, here he comes, here he comes.
Also, he literally like takes, because we took a video of it.
Yeah.
He takes Zoo's hand and like traces it like up his abs or like down his abs.
Yeah, he like puts it behind his neck and he's like brings it down.
Oh,
and it was just magical. It was magical.
It was magic.
And Zoo is like not the type of person to ever really want that stuff. And she literally was just there like.
It was like a dream.
So I was like, see, she loves him.
Because he was so hot, I was totally loving it.
Objectifying men.
I know.
It's amazing.
I love it.
It's like so fun.
I've just
like,
never
just
been
looking at them and being like, you're hot, you're hot.
And I've like, that's why I think I loved it so much. They were like so kind and it was a great show. And like, honestly, like such talented people
too.
But I've never been in a situation where like I held all the power against a man.
It was so empowering. Yeah.
I've like never been in a situation like that. And so I was like.
And all these women are just like. Screaming at them. It's like normally like the roles are reversed. It's like female strippers like being objectified, whatever. And it was just like so fun. Like women, I love women so much. Like we're just so fucking funny.
But like every other aspect of my life is not like that. And that was like the only time I was like
four women.
It's literally four girls. Like
for the girls.
So
and
it
they're
was
like
so
obviously into it. And it's like so fun. Like I don't know. I just feel like everyone's winning in that scenario. It's like. I don't know. I was just obsessed with it. Also, it's just like such a good show.
It was. They are so talented.
I really recommend it. Anyone who goes,
my jaw literally the next morning hurt from like smiling so hard because the entire time I was just like, and my jaw was also a gate because I couldn't believe some of the stuff that was happening.
Yeah, and for other reasons too.
What?
Oh, I was like, did you go backstage with them? And then after we went to this place called Peppermill that was like so cute.
Yes.
Did they film a movie there?
Showgirls.
Yeah, Showgirls.
I really wanted to go to like a classic. Like I wanted to have our fancy, you know, hotel bougie night, which we went to dinner and did all that. And then it was like so fun to have a trashy, like very classic Vegas. I wanted to go to like one of the oldest places there. And it's like one of those places in like a strip mall. And it's just like.
Awesome.
All these like neon lights, like blue and pink.
It was so cool.
So sick. I'm just
now I feel like literally everybody and their mother is going to Vegas. Do you guys feel that?
I feel that.
I think online, but I've seen like so many people going, like at least like five people. And I'm like, I know where you are. I know what you did. Like, okay.
I also feel like there's something about going in the winter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's like a popular thing to do because it's like a fun escape.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
I also feel like we spent the perfect amount of time there. Any more than that, and I think it would have been
too
much.
Well, so Talia stayed an extra day because her mom came out to visit her, and she was like it was too long.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, I had then done everything that there is to do in Vegas. And she was like, I've had enough.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
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 But they went to that buffet, which looked awesome.
They did. She like, her dream was to, like, go to a buffet in Vegas. And yeah. And she was like,
she was so excited about that.
And her mom was, like, putting, like, turkey in her purse. And
got a crab leg in her purse.
So that's some shit my dad would do.
I know. Together. I love that.
But yeah, it was.
That's some shit you would do.
I would do that. Honestly, I would. I probably have done that.
Like, literally the best girls trip ever.
It was perfect.
After, like, being home for the holidays, and which was so beyond amazing and just relaxing. And I was just hibernating with my parents. Like,
yeah.
Going to bed at 6 p.m., waking up at
7. Something hits different about hibernating with your parents when you're, like, 24 and, like, overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Truly. So then that was just
me for the past 6 months.
Yeah, which is it's what you needed.
Yeah.
You
know? It's what I needed. And I feel refreshed.
Yeah.
Ready to tackle life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our microphone died, but we are back.
We're back, and we're also...
We're done.
Going to say bye-bye.
Because our microphone will continue to die.
But we're so excited to be back. I think this season is going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Season 2.
Yeah, and also we're going to be answering a DM or like a question every week. So if you have a question or need advice or just want us to answer something, DM us.
Yeah.
And we'll do one every episode.
Yeah, well, which is like a so lucky fun.
I know, player. Make them juicy.
Yeah.
And we love our babblers.
We love our babblers so much. We're so excited.
Have a beautiful week, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Kisses.
Oh, kisses.